So we're here with Xin Zhan from the SQL Server Query Optimizer Testing
Team.
Yeah,
exactly, yeah.
Cool. So thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So what is it that you actually do? What's Query Optimization Testing Team?
So Query Optimization Testing Team basically testing the Query Optimizer. So the Query Optimizer is where people submitting queries, and then we parse it, and we generate a query plan to figure out the best way to achieve the best performance. And then we test, make sure the query optimizer can deliver that.
And so what's that like? So what are sort of the technical challenges, and how does that whole process actually work?
Technical challenges in terms of testing?
Right.
This is a very huge test area, meaning there are a lot of testing dimensions. So you can think query optimizer is like a black box, but it has a lot of heuristics in there. So usually you can see query optimizer is like a brain for the SQL Server. So you either say it's good or bad, it's dumb or smart. You know, that's the part. That's basically the part. Yeah.
Making sure it's smart.
So there are a lot of factors going to affect how the query optimizer will work. So for example, in terms of statistics, like how many rows in your table, what the histogram looks like, and then based on that, we do some estimations to guess in your query plan how much rows will flow through it.
Right.
And that guess has to be correct. Otherwise, all the decision making on top is wrong. So based on the guess, we compute a cost for every different plan variations. So usually for one simple query, say select star from T, you might have tens of different query plans to really execute it. Depends on which index you're going to use, which order you want to present your data, so on and so forth. So then we give a cost to each individual query plans, and then pick the lowest one, the one with the lowest cost, basically. And the testing is to make sure during all these, how to say, trained or educated guessing works, every step is correct, so we really deliver the best plan we can generate.
Cool, so how does that actually work? I mean, when you're testing, do you see what all the plans that it generated are, and then you actually go run them to see which one performs best, or how do you actually verify that the query optimizer is picking the right one?
It's a very good question. So there are multiple ways to do it. So first way is try to break it down, divide and conquer, right? So we break it into layers. So you're just doing the statistics part, try to figure out what's the number of distincts in your table, and then later on just doing the kinetic estimation part. So we do component level testing to break it down and test it. The other way is we do can see all the query plans. We store it in an internal structure called MAML.
Okay.
And then there is a way we can enumerate the MAML, basically printing everything out. And we did a test in that way to ensure we didn't miss the best plan.
Right.
But it's a very time-consuming process.
Right.
So thinking about, you know, you can have, we call it search space, meaning a group of query plans. You can have maybe millions or billions or trillions of query plans in that space. So in terms of testing, challenging is it's impossible to test all the query plans.
Hmm.
So we have to have some kind of sample algorithm, some kind of heuristic to figure out whether we really hit the target or not.
Right.
Yeah.
So with SQL Server 2008, what were the features that you really had to do a lot of testing with that really affected query optimization?
Yeah. So the feature I participate as testing is called the star join features. So it's for the large-scale data warehouse customer. They throw a query, usually we call it star query. It's a specially designed query for a data model like a star schema.
Mm-hmm.
So you have one fact table, you have a bunch of dimension tables around. Yeah, so there are a lot of challenges for testing this area. The first thing is we don't want people regress, meaning we implement a cool feature in there, but for whatever the existing customers, we don't want them to regress. So
right.
We have to have a way to catch it before it's too late in the game. Usually we have a performance testing, but it's in a separate process. Usually You develop your feature, your RI, and then you go to the performance testing cycle. It's too late to do anything you want to fix. So what we do is basically we bring those performance workload testing into the development cycle. So at the very early in the planning stage, we say, hey, these are the five or six different customers. They are typical customers. We want to keep track of. We don't want any regression on top of them. We also bring in the benchmarks, which is the industry standard benchmarks, make sure they don't regress.
Right.
Yeah, so that's one part. Second part is there are many ways to improve the start join optimization. You know, in our final decision, we basically implement bitmaps, bitmap filters. We extend it. So in UConn, we already have bitmap filter, but in Katmai, we extend it so we can have multiple bitmap filters push all the way down deeper in the query plan to improve the performance. So, but besides this solution, there are multiple other solutions you can try. So during the development cycle, we come up maybe two, three different ways of doing the same thing.
Right.
And then we need to figure out which one we really want. You know, so it's more like a prototype evaluation process in the middle. So based on the data we have, all the customer workloads, all the benchmarks, we run the prototype, we figure out which one is more promising. Maybe we change somewhere here, we regressed, but we can catch it very early. So we call this whole process more like an iterative approach in comparing to the
waterfall methodology. Sure.
Yeah, yeah. So it's very successful. It's like all the test PM developers, we all work together, and test is engaged very early in the game. So
it sounds like it. So one thing that I noticed, and we've talked to a number of folks from test, is that everybody deeply, deeply understands the technology and mm-hmm. deeply understands how it's developed. And so it seems like something, how do you get that feedback into the cycle? And it seems like you're very deep in the process. So what's that like?
It's like, you know, at the first day, right? People get together, we have PMs, we have developers, we have testers, right? And then we start to talk about what we want to do for these improvements, for the start drawing improvements.
So you're engaged right from the beginning.
Right from the beginning, from the design, right? We have, okay, different way of design. We draw it on a whiteboard. We try to argue about is this one is better or that one is better. And then we start saying, hey, we need data.
Right.
And then test that thing and say, hey, okay, let's do something, right? Let's do something. Let me collect the data and show it to you. And then we make decision on top of that.
Great.
So instead of like a blind people trying to, you know, adventure in darkness, we at least have some kind of light indicating which one is more promising role. Yeah.
It's a nice analogy.
Yeah.
So SQL Server 2008 is about to ship. You must be excited.
Yeah, very excited. It is, yeah.
Big relief?
Big relief? Yeah, we can do a lot more after that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very good release in terms of like data warehouse enhancement, the features. And, you know, one interesting thing is like we showed in DB Test 2008. It's a workshop, international workshop for database people who is doing the testing. So in that, we demonstrate the methodology we do the test, and also internally when we do the, preview of the slides internally, we have data to show the TBCDS benchmark. You know, during this test process, before the perf team catch it, we can see the big performance improvements, and then later on, at the end of the cycle, when they catch it, they really be amazed by, oh, yeah, this is how much you improved. And
nice.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.